From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Lawmakers are working on bills that would give parents more options when it comes to choosing their child's school. WLRN's John O'Connor tells us one idea would even let parents choose a school in another district.
Parents would be able to enroll their children in any public school which has empty seats, according to proposals in both the House and Senate. The bills would erase traditional county-based school district boundaries. Parents would have to provide transportation for their children. And that's one reason lawmakers don't think many parents will take advantage of the option. But for parents who commute to another county for work, the idea might make sense. Both the House and Senate are working on school choice bills. The Senate bill would also let parents move their children to a new class if the teacher isn't certified in the subject. Florida has made school choice a priority, establishing several private school scholarship programs. State rules are also considered friendly for publicly funded but privately run charter schools. In Miami, I'm John O'Connor.
House members have backed Governor Rick Scott's push to reduce taxes on cell phone bills and pay TV. The communication service tax is projected to create about $54 per year in savings on a cell phone bill of $125 a month, or $43 per year on a cable bill or satellite bill that's about $100 a month. House Finance and Tax Chairman Matt Gaetz says the state's existing tax rates have helped build up an economic surplus.
By cutting taxes, you create an environment in the state that ultimately leads to more revenue so that we can care for the vulnerable.
The House proposal is slightly larger than a $673 million tax cut package that Scott proposed. It remains to be seen if the Senate will go along with such large tax cuts. Senate President Andy Gardner said the Senate agrees that taxes should be cut, but is not close to deciding the amount yet. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.